It was a regular workday in Europe, and darkness had fallen by the time Barack Obama took the oath of office. But that did not diminish the interest or the eagerness with which so many Europeans awaited the event. There were celebrations in the far corners of the world. Feasts were prepared in Kenya, the homeland of President Obama's father. Students in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta, gathered to watch the inauguration in the elementary school that Barack Obama attended as a child. Black tie dinners and champagne parties were being held in the capitals of Europe. Barack Obama has long been a favorite in Europe, young, energetic, full of charisma, and words that promise change. German Chancellor Angela Merkel sent words of congratulations.
Ich glaube, dass heute ein ganz besonderer Tag nicht nur für die Vereinigten Staaten von
Amerika. It's a very special day, not only for the United States of America, she said, but a special day also for billions of people all over the world. Mrs. Merkel said it's historic to have this first African-American president, and she said she looks forward to a strong, intensive transatlantic cooperation. Her French counterpart, President Nicolas Sarkozy, also sent his congratulations. We're anxious to see him get to work so we can change the world with him, President Sarkozy said. French political analyst Étienne Schweizkut of the prestigious Political Science University in Paris said there's been an almost euphoric mood about Mr. Obama. He said the sentiment in France is a bit like the liberation after World War II, the idea that we're entering a new world, that everything is possible. Schweizkut acknowledges that this dream of an ideal world may not be realistic, but he says there's a fundamental expectation in France that under Barack Obama, America will find its way again to work for a new world order. In his inaugural address, President Obama outlined the work that must be done, saying the problems are many and complex, from a global economic crisis to wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, to the challenges of strengthening old alliances and building new ones. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.